Part 12, Chapter 6. Johnny shed his jet backpack. It was almost expended anyway. Not taking his eyes from Turl, he drew the belt gun and slid off its safety. Turl had been on fire for a moment. He was not now. He had rolled it out in the damp spring grass. He was 50 feet away. He was lying, motionless. He had a breathe mask on. Johnny approached cautiously. This was a very treacherous beast. He walked within 40 feet. 30 feet. Turl was just lying there, inert. A statement Robert the Fox had made drifted through Johnny's head.
Plan well, but when battle is joined, expect the unexpected and cope with it.
Turl's escape had scrambled their plans. The compound down there was without air cover. The Lord alone knew what was going on. The sound of gunfire was rattling and thudding in the distance. The mutter of flames came from the burning plains nearby. Johnny didn't look. He had his eyes on Turl, watchful. He stopped. 25 feet was close enough. He could not quite see through the faceplate. Turl was singed. There was some dried green blood on his jacket. Suddenly, Turl's hand blurred and a small gun appeared in it like magic. Johnny dropped at the first hint of motion and fired. There was a flash as Turl's gun exploded in his paw. Then he was up and starting to run. There were questions Johnny wanted answered. His first snap shot had been lucky and had hit the gun. He drew a careful bead on Turl's right leg.
"Here's one for the horses,"
flashed through his head. He fired. The leg buckled, and Turl went down. The foot stayed twisted in the wrong direction. Johnny walked over to where the exploded gun lay. It was a very slim weapon. Was this what was called an assassin gun? Turl was lying there, motionless.
"Quit shamming, Turl,"
said Johnny. Turl suddenly laughed and sat up.
"Why didn't you die in the morgue?"
"Animal,"
said Turl, putting his foot right way too, but carefully sitting quiet under the menace of the gun 20 feet away.
"I can hold my breath for 4 minutes."
He was too cheerful. His leg was bleeding through his pants. He was singed, but he was too cheerful. Johnny knew there was something else. He backed up, moving so that he could keep Turl in view out of the corner of his eye. He glanced around the plain. The compound was behind them, possibly 20 miles. Gunfire was coming faintly from that direction. He knew he should make some effort to help them. Where were the girls? Probably they had gone on. No, there they were. Johnny hadn't expected that. They were coming back, riding at a slow trot, cautiously. They were coming back. They were about a mile away. It hit Johnny suddenly. The shock of not finding them in the cage, the fear that they were still in that holocaust down there, had stayed suspended. He was swept by a tide of relief. They were all right. Johnny waved his arm to signal them to come on in.